This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Natalie Beck joins us from the Community Foundation, and we welcome you to the program. It's great to have you with us. You guys have been handing out all kinds of like awards and recognitions following your Instagram account, just recognizing people all over our community.
Thank you. Good morning, Brian. Yes, we'll be doing that over the next 2 weeks. We normally have, but just like everyone, it's been canceled, Do Something Great awards ceremony. That's always in November for National Philanthropy Day. And so we'll be doing those virtually, surprising people. And we'll have about 15 awards to get out there. So very excited to do that and very excited to honor. So far, we've honored Christine Harshman, who's with Milliken and was nominated by Webster Cantrell for just outstanding compassion and getting out there and helping her students and people she's never met just supplying food when they were waiting for their supplemental income to come in. And then Shamika Madison was honored CEO of the year for a nonprofit organization for her first year, which is amazing, with the Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah, it is pretty amazing. And then, of course, last week we talked about the Danny Rubin Cater Fund and what you guys are doing with that. And then I heard afterwards that it made its way to the governor's office. Tell me what happened. When was this announced and when did the governor talk about this?
We announced the fund on Thursday. Of course, unfortunately, Danny passed on November 3rd, and she was originally from Mount Zion. The governor's office, in conjunction with our mayor, Julie Moore, heard about the family. Julie was able to get that news to the governor. The family, which, you know, I was in tears, on the day of Danny's funeral, they went on live TV or streaming with Governor Pritzker, and just really, they are still Danny's parents, Bob and Tina, and her surviving husband, Tim, trying to get the word out because they do really feel that pulse oximeter is so key to monitoring your blood oxygen levels. And they went on live TV on the worst day of their life and asked people to wear their masks, stay home, monitor symptoms, everything they can do. And I will share that fund right now, just since Thursday, is at $26,000 that have been donated. And so we will be ordering this week the first 1,000 of those care kits to be distributing to people here in Macon County after they test positive.
And how will those be distributed, Natalie?
Well, because amazingly, you know, we have this always behind the scenes. So Drew Early at DMH and Tanya Andrick at Crossing with Dr. Dana Ray, we're going to first start with a drive-through at Crossing, a new opportunity for the community that they'll be announcing. So those will start hopefully December 7th, I believe, that will start on that Monday, the drive-through. And if you've tested positive, much like you're doing right now with your test, no contact, we will have those there free for people. And I will share that Danny's family's coming that first day to hand them out all day because they do want, again, that's how they're getting through this, and they want to be part of this education campaign and keeping people safe. And then beyond that, we will be working with the hospital, starting with DMH, and getting them to people free. We're just trying to get these out there because along with the pulse oximeter is a thermometer and some tracking devices and some breathing exercises and just things that when you're told to stay home might give you a little peace of mind. What am I looking for?
Right. And I remember Kevin talking about that because Tanya had, I think, dropped one off at his house.
And, yeah.
Yeah, you know, because and it wasn't even, you know, Nick and I have been covering this for a long time, and I didn't realize that, you know, this piece of technology basically was out there and you could monitor that. And I don't think Danny's parents or family knew that either. And then the idea that they've turned this incredible tragedy into an effort into help and save others, it's so admirable. You know, no one would blame them for just wanting to crawl up and hate the world right now for losing a 30-year-old daughter and a wife, but they're turning it into something positive to impact other people's health. It's just so admirable. I don't know that I'd have the strength to do that, but that's what they're doing, and it's pretty amazing. And thank you for being the conduit for making all of this happen. It's pretty amazing stuff. What will you guys be doing between now and the end of the year? What else is on the table for the Community Foundation?
Well, on Saturday, we served 200 meals, which was an amazing feat in itself with all the restrictions. And, you know, bless the city health department and everything. We were kind of allowed to still do that. We reduced our numbers. We got food licenses. Dr. Sherrod is amazing, and I can't say enough about her. And these kids in our YLA program, they got it done along with First Baptist Church of Decatur. And I mean, I went along and delivered him, and it's the best feeling I've had in a long time. The joy when we showed up at places like Carriage House and Dove and Salvation Army and Oasis. People need help. They need to be seen where they are. There's a lot of mental illness out there. A lot of people, you know, we talk about, oh, we can't be with our family members. These people have nothing on Thanksgiving. No one. It's not. They're just looking for a place to be safe that day. So the Thanksgiving meals that were delivered Saturday, amazing. And I just can't say enough about that. Of course, we'll be ringing bells on December 4th at two locations trying to help the Salvation Army recover not only from, you know, restrictions, but also a coin shortage. I mean, that seems like everything is going against that event, which is so crucial to them for their fundraising. And then just our normal, our fourth quarter is our busiest time. So we're just trying to get through it and help people and serve our community as best we can.
Well, we really appreciate you, Natalie, and have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Our best to your family, and keep up the great work. Natalie Beck from the Community Foundation. Nick, they just do amazing work. Follow them on Instagram. It's fun. I mean, they do a really good job there. They live well in that space.
Yeah, they live well in all spaces, Brian. I mean, you're right. The way that they're visually and the way they communicate what they're doing is awesome, but at the actual work is unbelievable. And maybe I have overlooked them to some degree, but it just seems like they are everywhere now. I mean, maybe more than they have been. Maybe they've always been doing this, but it feels like a full push into the community right now where we need it, you know, most with racial equity, with coronavirus, with helping businesses and helping individuals and people. I mean, something that we take for granted so often, you know, just where the next meal is coming from. So they're amazing, and they should give themselves an award when they're handing out all these on Instagram.
Really. Yeah, I agree.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.